Homes lost, futures wrecked. Nobody ever openly accused of anything, or given a chance to prove their innocence. I hadn't seen anybody but prison guards since the day I got here, when I was escorted to that gloomy, khaki office, where a genial man at a huge desk tipped out the contents of my bag and combed through them in slow motion. Ridiculous. What did he expect to find in there? He ploughed on through hair grips, shop receipts, half-eaten packs of chewing gum, while I sat trying not to yawn. Until, that is, he picked up one last bit of paper that must have been lying at the bottom of the bag for weeks and began smoothing it out. Suddenly, I was wide awake. The map! Did I not throw away the map? Just as I'd feared. The scribbled zigzags of the hill path leading through the scrubland and across the border were plain to see, with the position of the sentry post marked out. My job had been to walk up, playing the flirtatious hitchhiker, and keep the soldiers occupied, while the two boys nipped over the ridge and into Spain and safety. The ruse had worked brilliantly, and now I'd put the evidence right into their hands. Here in Portugal, as soon as a boy hit 17, he was drafted into 3 years of military service. Our friends Olavo and João did not want to kill any Africans, nor be killed by them either. If they could just get out of Portugal and across a couple of hundred miles of hostile Spanish territory, they'd be at the French border, where they would get political asylum. My map, strangely enough, seemed to mean nothing to Mr. Genial. He turned the paper over to look at the writing on the other side. Thank God, a harmless list of things I was thinking of putting in a letter to my mother. I'd been nothing but trouble for years, and had trumped the lot by running off across the channel at 16. Still, at least there was nothing incriminating on that side of the paper. Think again. The list, alas, contained the two words, no and Salazare. They were separated by a good dozen other words, but structure and syntax meant nothing to my interrogator.
No, Salazare, he announced triumphantly. You don't like Salazare?
Hard to know how to answer this. I tried explaining instead that my list didn't actually say, no Salazare, it was just some thoughts for a letter to my mother.
Aha, said he, my mother was a political activist then.
What? My mother? Certainly not, I said. Who then, my interrogator asked, were my friends in Portugal? I was very young. Perhaps I had political friends back in England. Communist friends? African friends, even, Who had I given my passport to? Or sold it to, perhaps? Africans? Communists? Politics? The man was mad. I'd arrived in Portugal by chance, wandering the highways of Europe, imagining myself to be some kind of cross between Bob Dylan and Jack Kerouac, or was it Laurie Lee, and hitching lifts from long-distance lorry drivers. I was relieved at the end of our interview that my interrogator hadn't accused me of anything. Imagine my surprise when I was now led off not homewards, but to be locked up. 6 days on, I had made no headway. Suddenly, two jailers appeared at my cell door. Within the hour, I would be out of here, and moreover, by the time night fell, I would, by strange coincidence, even have some African friends. A connection that would one day lead to my spending several months on that continent. I was marched back down to the khaki office. Next to the interrogator stood a grey beanpole of a man, clutching a swatch of papers, who reached out a hand to shake mine. He was from the British Embassy. The Portuguese authorities had declared me persona non grata. I must be got out of here as quickly as possible. Here, he said, detaching a thick envelope from the pile, is your train ticket to London, the price of which you will have to repay before you are issued another passport. You'll be back in Britain within 48 hours, he added, comfortingly. I didn't find it any sort of comfort at all. Britain? What was I going to do in Britain? But this is my home here in Portugal, I said. What are they saying I've done? Her Majesty's representative looked pityingly at me. They hadn't informed him of the details, but two PIDE agents were waiting to escort me out of the country. Now.